this body. He answered and said, lo, I see four men, loose and walking. They not running.
Mahalo.
Now the fire
is
urgent. Y'all know that it's hot.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, we get some situations that we can't get ourselves out. Sometimes we have to call on God, and we have to have, Sister Diane, say some urgent prayer. You know, not that I'll follow that word. Just, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
You know, that's urgent prayer. Help me.
Yeah.
You know, you're in some trouble. You need some help. Right then, you say, Lord Jesus, help me. I need some help.
Right.
And so that's what happened. He answered and said, in the midst of the fire, they have no hurt. Quotation. And the form of the fourth is like the son of the God.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that one more time. You do. I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire.
Yeah.
And they have no hurt.
Hold on.
And the form of the four is like the son
of the living God.
Of God.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm the God of Abraham.
Isaac.
The God of Isaac.
And the God of Jacob.
And the God of Jacob.
My Lord.
Oh, Daniel prayed for the nation. Moses fought for the nation.
Well.
And Jeremiah cried for the nation.
Well.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I know I'm talking to somebody, but here, but just tell them that whatever you're going through, that God is able.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again, God is able.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you're going through, but God is able.
Yeah.
Say that old preacher said on the 18th day of January, God is able.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going through, put it in the Lord's hands. Because
we hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As an announcement, we are serving Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program, which will recommence on February the 11th, 11:30 a.m. through 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are being offered to individuals in need. Regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always invited. In today's broadcast, you will hear an inspiring message from Elder Daryl Johnson, an associate elder at Johnson Temple, entitled Encourage Yourself. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Test and try.
Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. And the Bible says, "Blessed be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ around us, so our consolation also abounds in through Christ." You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, ushers. Somebody whispered in my ear about 15 minutes ago. I said, yes. Got to be prepared. Got to be also ready. He asked me, do I have the right attitude? I said, I got to get the right attitude now. In other words, he encouraged me. And that's what I want to do this afternoon. If I was going to preach, I'm just going to talk, I would tell you, be encouraged. Help is on the way.
Be encouraged.
Help. Is on the way.
Help is on the way.
I don't know about you, but I tried that help thing a whole lot of time. I went to folks. I went to organizations. You know, I went on jobs, and I talked to people that I thought were in high places, but I couldn't find any encouragement. Oh, but when I called on Jesus, when I was down and out, when I didn't have a dime, when I came here on the Greyhound bus, it took me 12 hours to get here with a suit bag and a sea bag, and he said, Johnson, see where you are. That was 22 years ago. And look at God. Look how he blessed me. Look how he kept me. Look how he anointed me to preach his word. And I thank God. I just said to tell you, be encouraged. No matter what you're going through, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, be encouraged. The Apostle Paul wrote this second letter to the church at Corinth. He penned this letter in about 56 AD. We have some key personalities in this letter and or book. We have the Apostle Paul, Timothy, and Titus. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth to defend and to protect his apostleship and to teach and warn against false teachers who were preaching hearsay. That's how we have to be careful. People of God, we can't have everybody in our ear. We can't allow people that speak into your spirit and they're speaking evil. They're speaking mischief. How many of you know that you'll get caught up in that thing and you'll find yourself caught up and the devil will have a foothold on you and that person going on about their business. Go to the next one. Can I get a witness here? God loves us so much. He cares for us so much. Paul defends his ministry and responds to the naysayers concerning his apostleship. They had been questioning him about his authority and opposing him as an anointed man of God. Somebody, every now and then, Elder Horns, they'll throw your memory back. They'll throw your past back into your face. Yeah, they'll bring up some things that you used to do, those words that you used to say, and they'll bring it back to your remembrance. But I came by to tell you that greater is he that is in me, Daryl Jones. I can't talk about nobody else. Greater is he that's in Daryl than he is in the world. So go ahead and put my name on the billboard of shame. Go ahead, keep lying on me. Everything somebody said about me was not a lie, though. Some of it was true. Talk back to me if you will. Paul declared, if he's preaching a different gospel, let him be accursed. Let him be disqualified. If I'm preaching anything other than Jesus, somebody need to pull my coattail and lead me right outside the door, tell me to don't come back until you get it right. Talk back to me. I'm just saying what you're thinking. We got too many folks bringing them up in the church, talking in some other tongue, either not, whatever that you doing. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed and having faith. But they going straight to somebody said it. How many of you know that you need to be encouraged? You need to pat yourself up on your back every 9-10. We living in a world that'll bring you down. We living in a world full of negativity. We living in a world full of hatred, malice, and strife, and contention against one another. I wish I could talk like I feel it, but I don't want to be too long before you. I came by to let you know that if we preach nothing less than Jesus Christ, but preachers, we're preaching in vain. If you're testifying nothing less than Christ Jesus, you testify in vain. I came by to let you know that you need to be encouraged. When you get tired in this life, You need to be encouraged when family members turn their back on you. You need to be encouraged when you know folks and you love them dearly, but they're still not saved. You need to be encouraged when the bills are due and you don't have the money to pay them. You need to be encouraged when school gets difficult, young people. You need to be encouraged when work becomes a little exhausting. We need to be encouraged when folks talk about you at work. We need to be encouraged just because we have a God that is a God of encouragement. We need to be encouraged when your loved ones turn away a deaf ear to you. We need to be encouraged when your future seems bleak and unsure, and when your so-called friends hate the very ground that you walk upon. But I came by to tell you, if you don't like me, I'm still encouraged. If you talk about me, I'm still encouraged. Some people have, the knack and the attitude to let it roll off their back like a duck. But some people take it to heart because everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be liked. But I came by to tell you, you got some discouragers in this world. Discouragement is a thief. Discouragement is a robber. It steals your witness. It steals your vitality. It steals your zeal for Christ. It robs you of your joy. It robs you of your peace. And it steals your sense of contentment. It steals your sense of self-worth. But I came by to tell you, be encouraged today. No matter what come your way, be encouraged. I came by to let you know, if discouragement dwells in your house too long, it finds some friends to show up in your life. Well, what are your friends? Because you got some friends called hopelessness. And you got some friends that cause despair. You got some friends that cause self-pity. Don't worry, you got depression knocking at your door. And when you become depressed, doubt will set in and bitterness will enter into your mind. Discouragement will and can cause you to literally lose your sense of being. It will cause you to build a gun up to your head and blow your brains out. And I came by to tell you, when you're feeling discouraged, go down on your knees and cry out to Jesus. Somebody say yeah. Tell God yeah. Oh yeah. When discouragement comes, cry out like never before. Cry out to God like your life depended upon it. Cry out to God like you're running and you've been chased by a pit bull or a rock rider. Cry out to God and say, God, help me. Help me. Help me. I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your deliverance. I need the best peace and free in the name of Jesus. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Because help is on the way. In the name of Jesus. I came by to tell you what we need to do is keep ourselves encouraged. Keep ourselves before God. We need hope. We need peace. We need knowledge that the Lord knows our troubles. God knows what we in need of, and he'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. God has compassion on you. What you gotta do, Johnson Temple, is keep your eyes stayed on the prize. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Well, how should I do that, Jesus? How should I do that, Josh? The best way is to be encouraged. In him you can be comforted. In him you can have peace. In him you can have encouragement. What you need to do is to do. You need to go and stay before God. Get in his word. Seek after him in his mirror. Remain faithful even in the midst of the storm. Because I came by to tell you, I might not be a meteorologist, but I came by to tell you, storm don't last always. Every now and then, storms just here to blow some folks out of your life. Storms are here to blow some discouragement out of your life. And one thing about a storm, I never seen a storm that didn't pass over. I know the Bible said it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, but I came by to tell you it passed over. In about 1 year and 7 months, I came by to tell you, be encouraged. Go through the storm. Go through your disappointment. Go through your heartache in the name of Jesus. Put your rain suit on. Put your rain hat over your head and keep on walking. Step over the puddle. Step over the mud hole and keep your head covered in the word of God. Keep your head covered with joy. Keep your head covered in faith in the name of Jesus. I came by to tell you I got to encourage myself, because many of you know you get some bad news every once in a while. I got some bad news, but I came by to tell you I'm going to stay with God in the mighty name of Jesus. I came by to tell you that weeping may endure for a night. I cried a few nights, but I came back to tell you that joy come in the morning. Tell your neighbor it's morning time. Tell that neighbor it's morning time. In the mighty name of Jesus, because of Jesus who made the sacrifice on Calvary's cross, he shed his blood for you and he shed his blood for me. Thank God I'm carried. Thank God I know that I have someone who cares for me. Be encouraged, knowing that God, the God who comforts, knowing that God will never leave you, never forsake you, because he said in his word, lo, I'll be with you even to the end of the earth. I came out to tell you, be encouraged. Hold your head up. Tell that devil to take your back shot. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged today. I'm going to stay faithful. I'm going to stay girded up in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, tell him thank you. Give him glory in this place. Give him glory in this place. Because we got a comforter. God left on record. He said, I go through a fire of faith, but I'm coming back in the name of Jesus. But before I come back, I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send a paraclete. He's going to encourage you. He's going to lift you up. He's going to bring all things back to your remembrance, those things which are true. I came by to tell you, pat yourself on your back and tell yourself, I'm encouraged. I'm going to stay faithful. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. Because I heard the Bible say in 1 Samuel 36, David had came back and he found himself in Ziklag. He had came back from fighting a battle. All his children were gone. All his wife and his family and his men had left him hanging. But I heard David saying, I will encourage myself in the Lord my God. I got a God, my God. I'm going to encourage myself
We're gonna stand back up on our back. We're gonna keep on keeping on. We're gonna look to the hill. For which come in my help. All my help. All my help. All my help.
Preach down.
It don't come from the White House.
Preach down.
It don't come from Congress. It don't come from the city. It's come from God who made heaven and earth. And I thank God I encourage today. Tell your neighbor, hold on, help is on the way. Be encouraged. I know it gets hard sometimes. Be encouraged. Help is on the way. Be encouraged. Help is on the way. Be encouraged. Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
Yes.
Is on the way. How many of you know he's on his way back? How many of you believe he's coming back? But the Bible says he laid him, he went to the cross, he came down to 42 generations. He came down that I might have peace. He came down that I might be lifted up. He came down that I might have joy. They marched him out of the north gate of the ruler. They marched him to a hill called Golgotha. They took him to a hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. They hung him, they nailed him, they pierced him. He laid his head in the locks of his shoulder. When he died, how many of you know Jesus died? But that wasn't the end of the story. That wasn't the end of the picture. I came by to tell you, 3 days later, he got up with all power. He got up with all power. He got up that I might have peace. He got up that I might have joy. He got up that I might hold on to my faith.
Yeah.
Come on, Jenny, thank you.
Thank you.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
So be encouraged.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Be encouraged.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Help is here.
Yeah.
Help is here.
Yeah.
Help is here.
Help
is here.
Help
is need your body here.
Yeah.
Help is here.
Yeah.
Help is here. Help is here. Help is here. Somebody say.